Children, you might know that the children of Israel lived in the land of Egypt for a long time. And for a long time, the Egyptians were glad to have them there because they remembered Joseph and how Joseph saved them from the famine. But then it says there arose a new Pharaoh, a new king of Egypt, who didn't remember Joseph. He didn't know Joseph. And he began to be afraid of the children of Israel because there were lots of them. And he thought it would be a good plan to make the children of Israel into slaves, to make them work very hard, and they beat them with whips. It was very cruel. And the Lord noticed, and the Lord sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt so that they wouldn't be slaves anymore. And the Lord did great plagues in Egypt, punishments on the Egyptians, until the Egyptians were ready to let them go, because they didn't want to let them go. So finally, Pharaoh said to the children of Israel, "Get out! Get out! These plagues are going to kill all of us." And they wanted the children of Israel to leave. And so the children of Israel got up in the middle of the night and packed up all their things, and they started journeying out of Egypt into the wilderness where nobody lived, taking all their things and all their little children and all their animals, their cows and their goats and their sheep with them. And they journeyed out of Israel, out of Egypt. And the Lord led them. He showed them the way with a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, showing them this is the direction to go. But the Lord warned Moses that Pharaoh is going to change his mind. He's going to decide, that wasn't a good idea to let my slaves go. Let's go get them. And he was going to chase after them with his army, his horses and chariots and soldiers. So the children of Israel were journeying along, and they came to the ocean, a part of the ocean called the Red Sea. And then they looked back, and they saw Pharaoh and his army chasing them, and they were very frightened because here was this powerful army coming, and they had no place they could run away to because the sea was in the way. So now we'll read and hear how the Lord saved them. And the Egyptians chased after them and caught up with them, camping by the sea. All the horses of the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his forces by Pi-Hahiroth before Baal-Zephon. And Pharaoh came near, and the sons of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, Egypt was journeying after them. And they feared exceedingly. And the sons of Israel cried to Yehovah. And they said to Moses, "Are there no graves in Egypt that thou hast taken us to die in the wilderness? What is this thou hast done to us to bring us out from Egypt? Is not this the word that we spoke to thee in Egypt, saying, leave us alone and let us serve the Egyptians? For it is good for us to serve the Egyptians rather than that we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of Yehovah, which he will do for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more for an age. Yehovah shall wage war for you, and you shall be silent." And Yehovah said to Moses, "Why dost thou cry to me? Speak to the sons of Israel that they journey on. And thou, lift thy rod high, stretch out thy hand over the sea, and split it apart. And the sons of Israel shall come into the midst of the sea on the dry." And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yehovah made the sea go back by a strong east wind all the night and set the sea to dry up, and the waters were split apart. And the sons of Israel came into the midst of the sea on the dry, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Then it tells how the Egyptians chased after them, but the Lord let the waters fall down on the Egyptians and swallowed up their army. And Yehovah saved Israel on this day out of the hand of the Egyptians, And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the lip of the sea. And Israel saw the great hand which Yehovah made on the Egyptians. And the people feared Yehovah, and they believed in Yehovah and in his servant Moses. Now here's a picture of the Lord making a pathway through the sea with the waters piled up on each side. There's the pathway in the middle. Can you see that? Now the Red Sea is a part of the ocean that's pretty narrow. And so the children of Israel could walk through this pathway all night, which is what the Lord told them to do. And by morning, everybody had gotten across. Here's a picture of Moses. You can see the wind is blowing his beard hard. It was by an east wind that the Lord split the sea. He's holding out his hand and his rod over the sea. And the children of Israel are starting to go across. You can see the walls of water on either side. So by morning, the children of Israel had gotten all the way across the sea, and they were safe on the dry land on the other side of the sea. But meanwhile, the Egyptians chased them into the same pathway through the sea. But once the children of Israel had gotten across to the other side, what did the Lord do? Yes?
He let the sea back on to the men so they would die.
That's right. The walls of water fell down on the Egyptians and swallowed them up. Yes? That's right. That's right. Yes? Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Now, we can think about the spiritual meaning of this story and how it applies to us. Do you know what water corresponds to in the good sense? What does water correspond to?
Truth.
That's right. So now when waters are mountains of waters that are threatening to swallow us up, that represents the opposite of truth. So if you don't tell the truth, then you tell a what? A lie. That's right. So waters in the bad sense represent lies, the lies of the evil spirits that want to swallow us up, but the Lord holds them back. So let's think, what's a lie that the evil spirits might tell us? Yes?
Not pray to the Lord.
Not to pray to the Lord, yes?
If you pray to the Lord, it'll make you sad.
Okay. That's an example.
To rip the Lord's word apart.
Yep, that's something that people sometimes do. So here's another example. Suppose that someone is mean to you. The evil spirits will say to you, you be mean to them back. They deserve it. They asked for it. You be mean to them. Is that true? Is that what the Lord really wants you to do? Is that what's going to make you happy? What would you say? No, that's a lie, isn't it? Now, you should tell them, stop doing that. And if they still won't tell them, then maybe you need to get some help from somebody. But you don't want to be mean back to them, because if you start to be a mean person, guess what? The evil spirits are making you their slave, too. Yes?
The evil spirits might make you trip and hurt yourself.
Yes, that's true. The evil spirits cause accidents, too. Here's another example of a lie that the evil spirits might tell you. Suppose that you're in a store and you see something good. Evil spirits whisper in your ear, just take it. Just take it. They've got lots of them. They won't care. They might even say to you, the Lord won't notice if you take it. The Lord won't care. Is that true? That's not true, isn't it? What does the Lord say about that? Thou shalt not steal. That's right. We know that's a lie. It's just an outright lie, but the evil spirits try to get us to believe their lies. Here's another example. Evil spirits will say to us, you're a bad person. You just can't help but do bad things, so you might as well not even try to be good. Evil spirits do say that to people. You might have not heard that lie before, but they do say that to people. And it might be true that sometimes we do bad things. In fact, just about everybody does bad things sometimes. But the Lord has all power, and He is good itself, isn't He? And he wants to help us be good and save us from doing bad things, doesn't he? So the Lord holds back the walls of lies that the evil spirits want to drown us with. He holds them back so that we can pass safely through, and then the lies fall down on the evil spirits themselves. Yes?
Don't tell you to do that. They just make you think to do it. You don't actually like hear them.
Right. Yes. You don't really hear it, but they make you think that way. Yep. You're right. Yep. So this story about Moses leading the children of Israel through this pathway through the midst of the sea is a little bit like the 23rd Psalm, where it says, "Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." You can picture the shadow of these mountains of water about to fall on you. "I will fear no evil. I won't be afraid, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So we can remember this story of Moses and how the Lord saved the children of Israel whenever the evil spirits try to get us to do something wrong. Amen.